A Palestinian man arrested after September 11th is fighting to be released from jail while the Immigration and Naturalization Service works to deport him. Mazen al-Najjar no longer opposes his deportation. The problem, both for him and the government, is that no country will agree to accept him. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Since he was arrested last November, Mazen al-Najjar spends his days and nights in solitary confinement at a federal prison in Florida.
It means like 23 hours out of the 24 hours, you are in 1 6-by-9 room.
His brother-in-law, Sami al-Aryan, says al-Najjar can't speak to anyone, including the guards.
There is a little hole in the bottom of the door in which the food trays would be coming to him from. He would have 1 hour of recreation, in which case he would be stripped, searched naked twice on his way out and on his way in.
Al-Najjar is being deported for overstaying his visa, but it's clear from the conditions in which he's being held that the federal government is concerned about more than a simple visa violation. For 3.5 years, beginning in 1997, the government held him on secret evidence related to two groups he helped run in the Tampa area, the World and Islam Studies Enterprise and the Islamic Concern Project, known as WISE and ICP. Matthew Levitt is a former FBI counterterrorism analyst, now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
INS officials have come right out and said officially that both WISE and ICP were, in fact, fronts for Palestinian Islamic Jihad that transferred funds to the Syrian-based Palestinian Islamic Jihad for the purpose of funding terrorist activities.
WISE and ICP are now defunct, but both al-Najjar and his brother-in-law, Sami al-Aryan, continue to be dogged by their connection to them and the classified government evidence that Levitt and others say links them to the terrorist group. After reviewing a declassified summary of the government evidence against him, in 2000, an immigration judge finally ordered al-Najjar released. Al-Najjar had several months of freedom, but in November, he was arrested again. The government is now trying to deport him, but it's been difficult because he's a stateless Palestinian, and few countries are willing to take someone that U.S. officials have linked to terrorism. In March, the United Arab Emirates refused to allow al-Najjar to be deported there, the latest of several countries to reject his request for residency. And meanwhile, al-Najjar sits in jail. In Tampa, Sami al-Aryan and others work to build public support for Mazen al-Najjar so that he can be released from jail while waiting to be deported. Unlike his brother-in-law, al-Aryan is a permanent U.S. resident. But publicity about his association with the two defunct Muslim groups has caused him problems as well. The president of the University of South Florida, where al-Aryan is a professor, says she intends to dismiss him because of the negative attention he's brought to the university. Al-Najjar has been in jail now for more than 6 months, and his lawyer, David Cole, says that means he has to be released. Cole has filed a lawsuit on al-Najjar's behalf in federal court in Florida, saying that immigration law allows the government to hold someone in jail for no more than 6 months after that person has been ordered deported. Cole says al-Najjar is no longer fighting that deportation order, but he wants to be released from jail while he and the government work to find a country that will take him.
This is a man who has spent over 4 years locked up, despite never having been charged with any crime in his entire life. He has been found not to be a threat to anybody. He's been found not to be a risk of flight. He has cooperated fully with the INS when he was a free man. There's absolutely no justification for locking this human being up. If he can be deported, he can be deported without detaining him.
A federal judge is considering al-Najjar's petition to be released. As it has all along, the Justice Department refuses to comment on the case. The government says it will conduct its own review of al-Najjar's confinement later this week. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.